The lovely air hostess was just questioning this bloke to come on, was dressed up as a worker, and he got agitated, and before we know it, there was a gun, shotgun appeared, and I was worried about a burn shot, so all I could do was push her out of the way, get the gun out of the way, break that, throw it down the stairs, try to, and then put him in a hold and throw him to the ground and till the police come. Yeah, and he had other apparatus on him, so, yeah, I didn't know what his full intention was, but it looked like he was trying to get into the cockpit, actually.
Barry, what do you think in a situation like that? Were you worried about your own safety?
Well, that first word you said then is you don't think, you act. I've been taught from a boy to be responsible and look after others, and we're a sporting family, so I was quietly confident I could handle him, but I didn't want to see that poor girl get shot, so you just got to do what you got to do.
And what was the guy dressed like? How did he get onto the plane, Barry?
No, well, he was dressed exactly perfect for the job because he had all the gear. He looked like a technician, and the lady that stopped him was the lady checking all the tickets, and he couldn't come up with his credentials. So then he got agitated and tried to, you know, get the gun sorted to start what he wanted to do, I suppose.
Barry, normally I present the country air, and I've got someone telling me you're a shearing contractor from Echuca.
Yes, I'm a shearing contractor. I'm on the ABC a lot, and we run a function centre down at Perakuta Station out of Boema on the river. And
no, the place, up. Barry.
Yeah.
And, so what's harder, wrangling a suspected attack on a plane or a sheep?
No, well, I'm with my friends, and one of my best friends, Tony Lloyd, his son, plays his 250th game tomorrow night for Sydney Swans. So we're going up a night early to enjoy ourselves. But the airline has been fantastic, and they've got us on a flight tomorrow morning, and we'll get to the game, that's for sure.
Oh, so you make the footy. That's good. What have police said to you afterwards about your actions, Barry?
No, they said I did the right thing, and just probably, you know, like, well, what else can you do when there's something's going to happen on a plane? You can't let someone start shooting and whatever on a plane. You don't think of yourself, and you put your life out of it, and you just go forward and try and do the right thing for the people that are on the plane.
And did the man say anything to you or whilst you had him detained waiting for police?
Yes, he did, but there's probably a few. I can't say too much because it'd probably be wrong, you know, at the moment, you know what I mean? Yeah, but no, I got him down and I had his confidence, and we spoke for about 10 minutes, actually, while the police turned up.
And feel free not to say much more than that, but what a strange situation to be sitting with someone who was attacking you on a plane for 10 minutes and having a conversation.
Oh, well, he's a mixed-up man, mate, you know, I can't say too much, but look, the airline's done an unreal job. They've been fantastic, and the girl, the ladies on there, it's just one of those unfortunate things that's happened in this country. And I spoke to him and said to him, you know, this is Australia. This is not in these other places in the world. We don't need this. And he's a mixed-up young man, and they'll get to the bottom of it, I suppose. No one got hurt. The airline has done a brilliant job. They've helped everyone. They've done everything they could. And it's no one's fault. It's just the young man had an action, and that's the way it is.
And who are you going to watch in the footy again tomorrow, Barry?
Sydney Swans, Jake Lloyd, number 44 from Horsham. Courageous young man. He's 250th game. Yeah, lovely young fella.
Barry, we'll all be watching him, thinking about you who are sitting in seat 1C and have been put in an extraordinary situation. Well done.
The funniest thing what happened, though, when I got here, is my wife and I always fly, and we fly out of this airport all the time, because our daughter lives in Hamlin Heights, and I'm useless at all this tech-savvy stuff. I'm only a bushy, and I'm no good at booking all these flights and things, so I got this young bloke in here to do it for me. He said, I'm going to put you in the best seat of the house. And when after this happened, I went up to him and I said, you surely put me in the best seat, you bugger.
You'll never let him put you in a seat again, Barry?
No. When I come in here and I see him again, when I fly, as we always fly out of here, I say, where you put me today? I'm going to ask him if I can go down the cargo. I need a rest.
Never has someone been so happy to sit at the back of the plane in the future. Barry,
exactly, mate.
Best wishes to you, mate, and well done.
Look, all aside, mate, the airline has been brilliant, and they've done everything, and it's just a misunfortunate thing that happened, and we just got to go forward from it.
two more flights and you can be back at the calm of Perakuta Station, okay?
Exactly. See you, mate.
See you, Barry. Barry Clark there. He tackled the man who was trying to board the flight with a gun at Avalon Airport. It was a Jetstar flight to Sydney. Barry's off to watch the AFL because Jake Lord's playing his 250th game for the Swans. That is an incredible story. So many of you sending your best wishes to Barry as well. We'll make sure we'll pass that on. Someone saying Barry should never have to buy a beer again. What a legend. Country boy. No mucking around there, says Pete in Geelong. We'll go through some more of your texts shortly. Karen.